Unlike a MasterCard from a bank, Amber, Clever Cards is the only Irish company that enables a business to set limits on an individual MasterCard themselves, and then they can email a digital MasterCard to anyone, anywhere, anytime to download instantly. And that enables the cardholder to pay online or anywhere in the world with Apple Pay or Google Pay. So Clever Cards MasterCards are used by businesses for every sort of business expense. They're emailed to customers for incentives or emailed to employees for allowances and benefits.
And like many other countries, Keelan, Ireland is experiencing a rise in the cashless society. Why do you think this is?
Well, I think digital payments has evolved, Amber, in Europe. In fact, Ireland is one of the early adopters in Europe, one of the top four countries in Europe. Ireland will be in at this stage in terms of leading that digital revolution. And that's the European Central Bank statistics now that we've adopted digital methods. And it's interesting globally, I mean, the inspiration for setting up Clever Cards when I set it up actually came from the Far East in China, where not only are they not using cash over there, Amber, but they're not even using plastic cards. And interestingly, they need to go west to the United States. So drive a little bit off the coast of Kerry there, and the next stop is America. And ironically, they're probably 5 or 6 years behind. They're still writing paper checks over there. So it's very interesting in terms of the way the digital economy has worked for payments. It's kind of gone from east to west. And I think it's not just in payments what's pushed it, Amber. I think the mobile phone is just, you know, has become more important in our lives than anything else. I mean, you know, now you walk out without your mobile phone, you nearly feel naked. You have to run back in. So the mobile phone has been a big, big driver of this. And, you know, the earliest digital adoption that we can talk to in the area of mobile phone was obviously when Steve Jobs said, I'm going to put 1,000 songs in the phone. And then it became Spotify. So music has moved from circular pieces of plastic that used to be CDs and you know, iTunes and Spotify. Those guys built a digital platform for music on the mobile. DVDs, which are circular pieces of plastic, disappeared when a crowd called Netflix came along, and everybody now is watching it either on their phone or on their iPad. And you know, Clever Cards is leading the way when it comes to digital payments. That rectangular pieces of paper that we used to call cash, or rectangular pieces of plastic that we used to call debit and credit cards, Clever Cards has led the way and said, let's just make this so, so easy to put it into your mobile phone and use anywhere in the world.
That's really interesting. And can you tell us about the demographics then, maybe, of those who still are carrying cash, maybe, and those then who switched to digital?
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's about 83-85% of Irish people over the age of 16 that prefer contactless payments over cash. I was in London last week. You know, I asked the cab driver, does anybody pay with cash anymore? And he said less than 1%. Everybody pays with a card because it's convenient. You know, I think something like half of Irish businesses say that they intend on embracing digital payments over the next 10 years and will be completely cashless. But, you know, there's definitely aspects of society in every aspect of technology. You know, you said demographics, so notably the elderly, senior citizens. It's not surprising that, you know, there'll be a later move to Netflix, let's say, in that example. But, you know, I think we all know many, many, many senior citizens, not just in Ireland, but around the world now. Netflix has been a wonderful thing for them, that they can watch an abundance of movies. And the same thing is happening in payments. And COVID was actually, ironically, quite a boost for that one, Amber, particularly with senior citizens that, you know, were a little bit sensitive to tapping their fingers off chip and pin type terminals when they could tap instead, and a bit more conscious about handling cash. So I think that kind of had a bit of a boost, coupled with the fact that, you know, you couldn't get into a pub or a restaurant, Amber, unless you had a digital COVID cert in your phone. And everyone figured that one out, whether you were a senior citizen or otherwise. So I think there's definitely a very, very strong acceleration towards digital and all the benefits and the security that comes with it. I mean, you don't have to remember passwords anymore. You've now got biometrics. You can use your Face ID or you can use your thumbprint, which is far more secure than using a plastic card. If somebody drops a plastic card, I can pick it up, Amber, and I can tap it 5 times and clear you out with €50 each time. I don't need to know your PIN. I just simply pick up your card and I tap it. That's the way the bank cards are, and that's the way that the world is over. With Clever Cards, it's in the phone, it's safe and secure. So if I drop my phone on the ground, Amber, and you pick it up, well, your face and my face don't look alike, and you won't be able to get into my phone to be able to get near my bank cards. And so they're far safer, far secure. And I could even go onto a laptop computer otherwise, and I can block the card instantly. So there's much more security and safety and privacy actually with digital. So I think it's here to stay. There will always be cash in society in the same way as LPs have come back again in the music industry. So it'll never go to zero, but I think there's no question about it. We're in a digital environment.
We certainly are. And I was going to ask you there, you kind of touched on it in terms of, I suppose, the safety aspect there, but moving away from using physical cash, what kind of implications does that have on the wider society then, Keelan?
Well, look, I mean, when you move away from cash, the important thing, and it's about inclusiveness rather than exclusiveness, okay? And, you know, the accessibility of mobile payments is increasing. I mean, Clever Cards is leading this charge, and the way we're doing it is via businesses. So we're enabling a business. And actually what happened was, a lot of your listeners may not be aware of it, Amber, but every business in Ireland is able to give a digital Clever Card, MasterCard to their staff with up to €1,000 on it tax-free. So it's tax-free for the employer, it's tax-free for the employee. And with that surge, we've had tens of thousands of businesses that have done it. You know, we've now had a situation that lots and lots of people, from young to old, from all parts of society, people that never had a MasterCard before, now have a Clever Card MasterCard on their phone. So I think it's about inclusiveness. And, you know, the accessibility of mobile payments, as I said, is increasing. And digital payment platforms like Clever Cards and MasterCard, we've been collaborating with governments, with global development organizations, with private companies to actively seek solutions to build a sustainable and an inclusive economy, and allowing everyone to reap the benefits of a digital economy. So it's about focusing and leaning in to the inclusive nature of it and making sure that, you know, it's easy to use and it's easier for everybody, whether you're a senior citizen or otherwise, it's easier to use and safer to use digital. You know, there's other benefits of it. You mentioned, go back to that cab driver. I asked the cab driver in London, you know, what do you think when it all went from cash to digital? And, you know, he was giving out and saying, oh, we were all up in arms and we were losing a couple of percent with the transaction fees and everything else, etc. But ironically, Amber, he told me, he said, you know what, mate, it wasn't all that bad. I said, why? What was the magic? And he said, when you go to tap now with your mobile phone to pay for a taxi in London, and it might be 20 quid, the first thing that comes up is press 1 for 10% tip, 2 for 15% tip, or 3 for 20% tip. And he said, people feel a little bit awkward if they're trying to find the red button to say, I don't want to tip you. So he told me that his average tips are now 15%. So he's down 2%, he's up 15%, thanks to a digital economy. And I said, that just sums it up. So particularly for the tourist trade and things like that, etc., I think as you lean into digital, it makes it easier for even things like tips, where you can actually take a little bit more because people are willing to pay for service, and you make it easy for them to do it rather than moving around in their pocket maybe for coins or saying, I haven't got any. So it's been an interesting dynamic.
It certainly has. That's really interesting. And Keelan, I remember years ago, places would have had a minimum spend of €10 maybe if you wanted to use your card. That went out the window then when COVID arrived, and because obviously people weren't comfortable using cash and handling cash during the pandemic. But is that minimum spend something maybe that businesses should look at bringing back? Or is, you know, what you mentioned there in terms of having the tips kind of that pop up, is that kind of maybe bridging the balance, I suppose, in what they're losing, as you mentioned, with the transaction fees?
Yeah, so look, there is transaction fees, but, you know, what people don't realise is that the cash is actually more expensive. When you look at the cash charges with bank that they charge for lodging and withdrawing, and, you know, the handling of cash and the lack of safety and security around cash. I mean, different businesses, obviously, but, you know, if you've got somebody locking up at night and, you know, they've got cash and tills and, you know, staff having to count cash at the end of the day, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, there is a physical cost to cash that people assume there's no cost to cash. There is a cost to cash, okay? But I don't think, you know, that the minimum card usage, I think a lot of people that have leaned into it, it's not always a financial decision. It's for customer ease. So you have 20 people queuing up to buy coffees in your coffee shop, and there's, you know, hopefully a stream outside the door, or a bus is pulled up in Kerry with a bunch of tourists on it. You want to get them served and paid ASAP and get as many people through there as possible. So, you know, it becomes a lot quicker and a lot faster if they can just tap, and, you know, the ability now to interact with their customers a bit more, less distraction from somebody at the till with their head down counting their coins, you know. So I think there definitely is a hell of a lot more benefits in the realm. And as I said, the one with the taxi driver, I thought that was a fascinating one. I think it's going to move on. The concept of saying to somebody there's a minimum charge for cards, I think that's just going to disappear. I just think what's happening is less and less people are carrying cash, you know. I was in a church 2 Sundays ago at an anniversary mass, And ironically, outside of the fact that the church was probably half the amount of people that were there 10 years ago, leave that aside for 1 second, but you know, the basket went round, Amber, and I counted €9 in the basket. I couldn't believe it. I'm just seeing, I had no coins on me. I felt a bit embarrassed. You know, people just don't have cash on them. I don't think it was a case of people not wanting to contribute, but you know, there's lots of those little point of sale machines that you can pick up for less than 50 quid. I will guarantee you, if the church had one of those little machines doing the rounds, people would have been tapping away and they would have had a multiple of the €9 that was sitting in cash, you know.
I know here in Kerry in recent years especially, we've had calls from various sectors calling for cash to remain and for cash payments to continue to be accepted by businesses and by groups and organisations like you've mentioned there. Is that something that you feel will continue to happen, or do you think we are moving towards becoming a cashless society?
Well, I think, you know, there's two things that you've raised there. I think on the one hand, it's a legal tender at the moment. Saying that I don't want to accept legal tender causes friction. On the other hand, when, you know, you've got a business that says, listen, we're just not set up for this to be able to accept cash, whether it's euro or sterling or dollars or otherwise, you know, you get into those sort of challenges. But there is, just to be clear, there's EU regulations coming out on this, where the EU Commission has proposed regulations to ensure that cash remains an acceptable currency in all euro area enterprises. And I think that's going to come through on the publication of the National Payment Strategy in Ireland later this year. So I'm not quite sure what way it'll be introduced. There will still always be people that will want to pay with cash. But I think, you know, when I gave you the €9 example in the church, I think it'll probably highlight to you that it's more a case that less and less people have cash on them. So it's more likely that it's going to be people leaning into digital. I think what will happen is that cash will always remain. It's just not going to be ruled out completely. But look, it's no different to the LPs being out there and CDs being out there. But, you know, there's some people that, you know, still want to listen to a CD, and there's some people that still want to listen to an LP. But to listen to a CD, you're going to need a Walkman. You know, to listen to LP, you're going to need a record player, and there's fewer and fewer of those around. I think markets will dictate in a lot of these things. I think it'll become smaller and smaller as time goes on.